Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Bobby Elias. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World. We're somewhat still a new show, and our show is about a lot of great things. We have two great guests today, so be sure to hang in there for the full hour. Let's Create a Better World is all about health. It's about, for us, it's about spiritual work. It's about activism. All the arts and culture, such as dance, yoga, exercise, film, etc., and more. We have panel discussions. We really want to create a better world. That's the theme of the show, and we insert that in most every show that we have. We're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And I have a phone number for you to call. Tell your friends if they can't get on the laptop or they're busy or they're somewhere else. Use this number to call in. You can hear the show. You can hear any show on Progressive Radio Network. This station is the fastest growing internet station anywhere. All right. And the phone number is 619-550-0869. Once again, area 619-550-869. All right. Let's Create a Better World is something we want to really do. We want to do this really well. After you hear the show, please, iTunes. Also, if you want to see previous shows, we're on the archives. We're going to begin promoting the show a lot more than we have. We're still a new show, so be sure to tell your friends about the show. We did have the second half of the show in Spanish, and we had to close that down temporarily only because our lead co-host of the show helped me do the show. Has gone out of the country, and it's a little too much for me to do everything, so we're going to be one full hour in English for at least the next 2 months or so. All right, two great guests today. I'll introduce the first guest, but let me say who the second half of the show is first to get that out of the way, and then we'll go straight to our first guest. Our second half of the show is going to be Arnaud Gorin. He is a health coach getting a lot of attention all over the city. He's making a lot of waves with his information on every facet of health, and he's having a big couple seminars coming up in a few weeks. We're going to speak about fasting, the dangers of fasting, and cleansing, and all of this related to that. Now, make sure you listen to him, because tonight, by the way, one more announcement and we'll get our show started. We're going to have a big event tonight in the Valley, in North Hollywood, in California. We're going to have a Gary Noel Health Support Group combined with a vegan potluck group called No Meat and Mingle. Everyone must bring a pure vegan dish, and there'll be a $5 charge to get in. There'll also be DVDs on the films, and those will be very, very inexpensive. We're going to show Joya Juicing at about 7 o'clock tonight, Pacific Time, of course, 7:15. Then we're going to show Eat the Best about the GMO issue. I'll bring all this up later, and my phone number where you can contact me for more information is 323-770-1925. Again, I'll repeat all this and another announcement. Well, let's get to our first guest. His name is Paramahansan. He's a Eastern traditionalist. I'm going to say his name again once more time. Sorry about that. Paramahansan Jagadish, a master healer. That's an esteemed title, Parama. And he is a master healer of spiritual transformation and healing. His specialties are karma healing, ancestral healing. Well, karma clearing and ancestral healing. He's got over 40 years of training and studies in Eastern yogic, and also Hawaiian and Buddhist traditions. Parma, how you doing? Thank you for coming.
I'm good. Excuse me, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very good.
If we have any problems, let me know, because this is once in a while we have minor problems. But thank you so much for coming. I'd like to first ask you the question is of your work. How did you get into this work? How did you get into it? And I know you've got a great history, and you heal a lot of people, and I think we're going to do something today on that. Tell me how you got into this. expert.
I got into this just devoted to the spiritual path. Since I was 4 years old, I had a dramatic entrance into what the illuminated or enlightened state is. And since then, I've been devoted to attaining that realization, spiritual realization, in a permanent fashion. So I didn't really consider healing or, even presenting transformation work to the public. But as I devoted myself to the spiritual life rather intensely, all these kinds of gifts and qualities came about.
Good. Okay, let me ask you the first question. Please tell us a little about ancestral healing and how it works.
Yeah, ancestral healing is where I can tap into and communicate with people's ancestral lines, the father's line, the mother's line, and do direct healing work on those ancestors as it relates to problems and issues that the client is going through.
Right, good, good.
Yeah.
How did you get into this? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
At some point, I was in India with my spiritual teacher, and I was going through a very difficult health problem where I was actually very coming close to death, and I didn't realize it. I was in such a blissful, having such a blissful time all day because of the practices and living with my teacher, that I didn't realize that. So it was brought to his attention, and he called me into his room, and he lifted his hand in blessing for just a minute or two, and I had a instantaneous healing, profound shift, and I got better and better from that day on. And so with that, he transferred that ability of taking people's karma on and burning it up and processing it for people. And so since that time, that was in 1983 that happened, and I realized it in maybe roughly 1985 or so. So I've been doing this karma clearing process professionally for since that time for maybe 29 years or so. In doing that professionally with people as therapy work, different loved ones who had passed away, and different ancestral people, like fathers, parents, and grandparents, started coming through while I was doing the karma clearing work. And so it just translated into another avenue of accessing other areas of healing that people, when participating in, have profound transformation and changes in their life.
Great. And now let's hit these next couple questions briefly, because I'm very excited, because you're going to be able to do a little sample of your work with me.
Exactly. Yes.
See that. But here's a couple questions for you. How does a person overcome their current obstacles in regards to ancestral healing?
Well, if they don't get direct ancestral healing from me or someone else who's capable of doing that, then they can use their own meditation or prayer practice towards cleansing the ancestral lines. One can make offerings to the ancestors, their own ancestors. I have a book out that talks a little bit about those things.
Right. Okay. Mm. Now, one more question before we get into our little work here, and then we can always talk some more. We've got a total half an hour altogether. Well, actually less than that, but we'll be
okay, great.
11:30 Pacific time. What is karma clearing, and how does it work?
Well, I have the ability to take on people's negative karmic content into my system and burn it up or purify it. And as it appears, as it's burning up in my system, then I report to the client what's going on, where this karma comes from, different things that are revealed to me. And it just takes place, me in a room sitting across with someone. So it's almost like traditional therapy, but it's all energetic therapy of a very sound nature.
Okay, you're going to do some work on me and on ancestral healing. Explain briefly what that is, and then I'm ready to get started.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, what it is I tune into the ancestral lines of the person. So we're going to do that with you. And so we can just begin right now. Usually there's a bit of something where you concentrate first on... let me just lead you just really quickly into this. Just take a minute to close your eyes. Be aware of your thoughts for a few seconds. Be aware of your emotions and feelings. Be aware of your physical body. And then go into your heart center, and you want to make a very deep, sincere prayer for profound healing for yourself and your ancestors and wonderful transformation and upliftment. Okay, so very good. So through this, we've connected with your ancestral lines. So is there any particular subject you want to work on, or should I just go ahead and do whatever presents?
Whatever you think with me, but
okay,
matter, I just want to, I guess, look into my past and tell me the good or bad of it and whatever you can tell me
about. Okay, all of this is about clearing negative karmic patterns and traumas and fears and phobias and all of that stuff. So the father's line, it's interesting, they want to say hi to you, so this is the first thing that's coming up. And they're talking to me about how things in your life, they start and they stop abruptly and suddenly, and this is a form of block to opening up your life to more of its fulfillment and potential. So does that make any sense, that things you're interested in doing or things that are coming up, they have a stop-start mechanism that keeps going?
Yes, that sounds correct.
Okay, so now, right away, we're going into the ancestral line on the father's side, and you might relate that to your father or any grandparents on your father's side to have a similar pattern go on in their lives. And now we're clearing that pattern out of... all of you, basically. So you might feel some energy happening. I don't know. About 8 out of 10 people feel the energy happening.
And I feel something.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the first step of clearing those patterns out of the system. And now, if you want to, we'll go into the mother's side of the family. And what they're telling me that's important to do right now is headache pain on the left side of the head. Do you ever get headache, either tension, tightness, or pain in that area?
Not really. I'm just pretty active. My mind is always active. I'm too active. But,
okay.
Not really.
What this is a tension that goes also to the neck area and a little bit on the shoulder. We're talking about the left side of the body. So right now we're going to go in and cleanse it, and maybe by cleansing it you'll feel that area freer and lighter.
Yeah, my right side has always been stronger. I'm right-handed, but I had a broken left arm, and for some reason my left side, I always felt, is not as... strong, or I never felt good about the left side as much as I do the right side.
Yeah, so that's coming up right now. And sometimes the pain that I register, the client does not register because it's on a different level, emotional pain or some other kind of pain. There is something about being hard with yourself from the mother's line. I don't know if your mother was hard on herself or the grandparents on her side,
Yes, my mother was very hard on herself. Yes, she was very hard on herself. She always worried about everything.
Exactly. So that's coming up as a second thing to clear with her and also with you. Sometimes it's dormant within someone, you know, one of the generations it's dormant, but it still passes to the next generation. And if we can clear it, then it will not pass to any other generation.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so being hard on oneself and, you know, the difficulties that arise from that.
In other words, stop worrying about it. I'll just, whatever's going on, don't punish myself or blame myself. Just go with the flow.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's one thing, in a sensible way, of course. But yeah, that's one thing, and we can do that on a mental level. But if we're running up against karmic resistance, then even if we do that on a mental level, we'll still have difficulties in life. But if we can get it at its source or the causal level, which is the karmic level, then your good thoughts will have no resistance, and they will be manifest in your life.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Anything else on this? Or?
Okay. Let's see. Well, there's one thing is there's an agitation. We talk about the chakras. The first and second chakra are very agitated within you yourself, and it's because there's a block in the spinal column in the lower back.
Yes,
and
there
so
is.
If you want to, we can just do that directly with you. Clear that block there.
Okay.
So the creativity can come up into the higher regions of your being and nourish those. The brain, the heart, the third eye, all those places. Okay. Very good. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel a little more clear and energized. And
yeah.
I love what you said about my parents. You led on. And so, clearing. Now, tell me, you're clearing up all these negative things that you've been mentioning, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that makes me just more of a clear person, more of a at ease, not letting all these negative issues in my past or my parents or their parents get into my life as much. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly. As much work as we can do, the clearer, lighter, happier, and more effective person you will be.
Well, I've always been that. However, everyone can improve, and everyone does have drawbacks and negativities coming in. And I'm one of those, too. So this is excellent, and I love what you're doing. I've heard of your work. You were at the Long Beach called the Health and Freedom Expo back in March 1st and 2nd. You were there. Some friends of mine told me that they heard you, they saw you.
I think it was a different expo. I don't know what it's
conscious
called.
Life Expo? Conscious Life?
Yeah, Conscious Life Expo. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Right. During Valentine's weekend. Yeah, anyway, I have a lot of friends who go to all these expos. I go to every expo, period.
Okay.
About that. So when are you going to be at another big expo of that sort, or do you know yet?
In February, at the Conscious Life Expo in February, this coming February.
Let me come on. Yeah, go ahead. You say
and then I'm going to Portland, Oregon soon, and in the fall I'm going to New York and going back to Germany and other places in Europe.
Wow, that's great. But I'm going to look forward to February. You know, time flies so fast. And
It does.
February, it's always the weekend of Valentine's Day for our listeners, and it's always at the Los Angeles Hilton Airport. It's called LAX Hilton. And
For
2 full days, there's a lot of activity there. It's 3 days.
Friday afternoon, evening, and then Saturday, Sunday.
Right, 3 days, and we're going to let our listeners know as we go along, and we'd love to stay in touch with you as to what exact time you'll be there, what day and time you'll be there, which room. For those that are in the Southern California area, you know, we have listeners all over the place. Well, we've got a little more time to go, another 2 or 3 minutes. I'd like you to give us some final thoughts, and also you might first give your contact information, how people can reach you, and then if we have a minute or so for a final thought. Go right ahead.
Yes. Okay. Well, I may as well give you a phone number first, and then I'll talk a little bit. 877-838-1133. That's a toll-free number. And the website is jagadish.org. What it is, you know, I know that there are thousands and thousands of healers and self-help people and teachers and spiritual teachers out there, but we have to discern, usually by people's background and the effect that they have on their clients, and to try to stick with the genuine people out there, because we can be harmed by people who are not genuine. So that's the first thing, is just a little bit, you know, be sensible about these things and try to hook up with people who are genuine. And the other thing is that our potential is very hardly reached in our lives because of the different fears, phobias, and patterns that we have. And doing karma clearing sessions, each one that you do is a permanent addition to your self-empowered life that you live. So people walk out of my sessions that much more authentically self-empowered in their lives. And we're trying to uplift everyone in the world so the whole world works better for everybody.
Right. Let me give your phone number out for our people slowly. And also, if people want more information, they have my information. They can reach me, and I'll give them more information on how to reach you if they are not getting this on the phone right now, internet. Your phone number is 8, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 877-838-1133.
Yes,
and,
correct.
People can call you for information on your work, et cetera, and I will have more information on you available for our people, and also I'll keep reminding people of the Conscious Life Expo coming up.
And I also do events from Santa Barbara and Ojai and in Los Angeles. So we're doing events, you know, in the next few weeks at all these places, so they can look at the schedule on the website.
Well, if you have I'm going to be in touch with your PR person who we arrange this with about major events, and I can announce them on the radio show here once in a while.
Great.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, very good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wonderful.
And
looking forward to seeing you at the Expo coming up in February, but also your great work. Thank you for doing the ancestral healing on me, and thank you to your wonderful PR person to help arrange.
Oh, yes, she's a jewel. She's a jewel, true jewel. Okay, take care, and thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Take care. All right, our listeners, we're going to have our next segment at 11:30 Pacific time. And that would be 2:30 Eastern time, and we're going to have on Arno Goran, who is a health coach supreme that's doing lots of events in Los Angeles, in Orange County, and in San Diego, the whole southern half of the one-third of California. He's covering quite a bit of territory, and we have lots of people that are coming to these events and getting wonderful, wonderful reviews. We're going to talk about juice fasting and the good of it and the bad of it. I mean, how the dangerous ways that things that you can do to make it harmful to you. Now, speaking on juicing, we are having an excellent show today, a meeting. I am the director of the Southern California Gary Null Health Support Group, and we're having an event this evening in North Hollywood, California. We call it the Valley out here, but for those of you that aren't aware, our group meets approximately once a month in different parts of the city. I've been involved with the group for over 10 years, doing lots of things, and I've been listening to Gary Null for over 17 years. And by the way, I believe Gary's going to be in town in August. We'd love to help set that up. We're going to work on those details later. But our meeting tonight, it's the Gary Null Health Support Group combined with the No Meat and Mingle group. It's a vegan potluck group. To me, it's the best one in Southern California. There are a number of good ones, very good ones. They're all good. And I attend different ones, but I love this group because they just have real nice meetings. They, every two or three or four weeks, they go to a different part of the city, and wonderful people come there. They all bring a dish. So tonight, everyone's going to bring a vegan dish, a pure vegan dish, and it will be a charge at the door of $10. If you don't want a DVD, it's only $5. We're going to have select DVDs of the films. That we're going to show Seeds of Death at about 9 o'clock tonight, our time, Pacific time. And then at about 7:15, we're going to show Joy of Juicing. These are both great films by Gary Null with lots of information. Joy of Juicing is going to tell a story about the history of juicing, how it helps you, how it affects you, and also how, with certain combinations, he's going to illustrate how you can clear up certain illnesses and diseases and reverse them or make them better. All right, so that we're going to do. Also, we're going to have a, there's an event I'm helping promote. It's 4th of July. It's going to be a mom's 4th of July. Going to be parades all over in major cities in the United States. And the moms are going to be a part of these. These are moms that are against the GMO industry. Don't forget, on the 25th of May, it was all over the world. There were big, 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 huge, successful events. March against Monsanto was the theme of it. And Monsanto and the GMO people are really doing a lot of dangerous things. And many parts of the world, they're already must label their products. They're not allowed. They're not accepted very well in most of the world. In this country, it's different because the corporations do dominate so much here, and we have a hard time with that. So stay, stick with me. Don't go away. Let me just say a little more about our show, and then we're going to get into our second guest. This show is called Let's Create a Better World. We're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 11 a.m. Pacific Time. It's on the Progressive Radio Network, and the way you get into the show is hit those letters, PRN, stands for Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, like in Frank and Mary or FM Radio, PRN.FM, and then hit live audio, and you'll be on any show that's on at the time, whether it's my show or Gary's show. Gary's show is every 12 noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour. It's a great show. Now, you can also get into the station calling this number, area 619-550-0869. And that you can hear the show on your phone. You don't have to have a laptop, or if you're busy or you don't have one, that's understandable. Again, that number is 619-550-0869. Let's Create a Better World is what we talk about a lot, and we tie it in with these particular themes. Health. This is complete health from A to Z. There's so much into body, mind, spirit, into all those things. We're hot on the issue of the GMOs right now. Pretty much we're doing a lot of announcements, things on that. And also, close the window here, a little bit of noise with the airplanes going on. The GMOs are one of the things we talk about spiritual work. We talk about activism. And there's a lot of issues there. The new nuclear issue in California, we just defeated. Edison came out and closed down Van Opry, and that is a big, big winner for us. If the engineer is there, our producer, don't forget, we're not going to have a break for the two shows. We're going to go right into the second show, so you don't need to put any music on. Thank you. We're also into all the arts and culture, such as dance, yoga, fitness, film, etc. Art, you name it. We're into educating people. We're into getting people on my show. I want to be creative. I want to be the latest and newest things and things that other people don't talk about, other shows don't even get into. Now, if you like our show, rate us on iTunes. Also, if you want to hear a previous show, we're on the archives. Again, just go into the station, PRN.FM, and you can go into the archives, you can go into live audio, you can go into a different show, and there's a lot of information about my show and many different facets of Progressive Radio Network, which is the fastest growing internet station in the world. It's growing, the numbers are staggering, we're happy for that. That's why I know we've got a great future. Our show is kind of new, and our numbers are building little by little, and I'm happy for that. We're the Spanish-speaking side of the show. Let me say something in Spanish for our listeners who might be tuning in right now. El show de en español, vamos a no vamos a estar aquí por dos o tres meses porque María Elena Fernández está en vacación, fue al está en viaje todo el mundo. pero y ella hace mucho trabajo con eso, pero vamos a empezar con el español media hora o una hora, ¿ok? En mientras vamos a tener varias cosas del latino, un poquito español. La semana que viene, next week, we're going to have on Spanish-speaking side of the show, not Spanish-speaking so much, but more about the issues of South America, Central America. We think the premier information person on that is Miguel Cinco Salas, a professor at Pomona College. All right, I think we're ready to get into our next part of the show, and we'll have more announcements later. Let me give you my phone number. Again, for those who want any information that they missed, or more information or more ideas, please call me at 323-770-1925. Okay, we're ready for the second half of the show, and that is with Arnaud Gauran. And we had a gentleman that lost 50 pounds and was going to give his story. He couldn't make it today, but he'll make it again someday in the near future. We're going to talk to him for a while and then get Arnaud to come in and talk about how he did it. But instead, today, because we're having a big event on juicing tonight here in Los Angeles, we're going to talk about juicing. And this is with Arnaud Gauran. Arnaud is a health coach. He's widely known throughout the city. He's doing lots of things all over the city. And he has had some big seminars coming up in the near future. He's got so many people that have, including myself, that have gone to his and got so much information out of it. And Arnaud, before I get you on, I want to remind you, if you come to this event tonight, I'd like to ask you to bring that my favorite part of the show, which was you had a DVD or a film clip on being a vegan and all the virtues of it and all the people that have succeeded, athletes, etc. So we'll talk about that in a second. So Arnaud Gauran is one of my favorite people. He is extremely good at any subject in health. This guy is a versatile guy. And so, Arnaud, how you doing? Thanks for coming.
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great. I'm just happy to have you on and have this show going so we can teach and help people on all their issues. We talked about the fact that we're going to have a big meeting tonight on juicing. The film's going to be Joy of Juicing, and we're going to show another film about the GMO issue called Seeds of Death. But I'd like you to go ahead and just start telling us about yourself a little bit more, and also let's get into the juicing thing. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for having me on the show again. I got into the health field because I was very, very sick when I was young. I was diagnosed with many different diseases that are considered to be incurable by most medical professionals: asthma, arthritis, ulcers, severe allergies, sinusitis, rhinitis, had internal bleeding, blood was coming out of me every day in the bathroom, and that was all when I was still a teenager. And by the time I was 22, I had been to all types of medical doctors, Chinese doctors, naturopathic doctors, and they told me I had hypoglycemia, that I had fibromyalgia, that I had chronic fatigue syndrome. They even said I had total adrenal failure, and my last doctor, she told me that I was going to die. And
wow.
I had one thing going for me. I did not believe any of them. And the saying is, if someone tells you that you've got 6 months to live, what that means is you have 6 months to live if you follow their program.
Right. Wow, that's great. So let's get into the juicing thing. You have a lot of good things about juicing, and then we're going to get into a couple things that people need to be careful on. Tell us about juicing and the virtues of it, why it's good to do, and the benefits of it.
Absolutely. Well, as I discovered that nutrition is the foundation of your health, I changed my diet, and within 6 months, there was nothing wrong with me. And then I started learning about emotional work and developed a whole training program based on physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual healing. And a big component of that is putting enough nutrition into your body, and that's where juicing really comes in. Juicing is a great way for anyone to put a lot of nutrition in very fast. Think about it like this. How much juice can you drink for one entire meal? If you had a whole meal that was only juice, how much would you have to drink to be full? Then how many vegetables would it take to make that much juice? You could never eat that many vegetables. Meanwhile, the juice in liquid form is much more absorbent, or it's easier for you to absorb than if it's in solid form, because your body's job is to take the nutrition from the food and then pass out the fiber. Well, that's what the juicer does. So now the digestive process is so much easier. The body absorbs the nutrition right away. Dr. George Malcolm has said you get three times as much nutrition if it's in liquid form than if it's in a solid food form. And when you think about how many vegetables it takes to make enough juice for you to be full, that's a lot more than you could probably eat maybe in a whole week. And so you're giving your body a huge infusion of nutrition.
Wow, that's great. Now, there's some other issues on this. We have a good portion of the show to do, so we're going to get into a lot of different things, but tell me, please, you and I chatted earlier about there are some dangers and some things that people need to watch out for when they juice. Tell us about that, please.
Well, I'll tell you the story. So I did a juice fast. The first one I did was 8 days. Some people call them the juice cleanse, and that's basically where you're only drinking juice. You're not eating any solids, just juice all day, every day. And it's a big trend right now. A lot of people are doing it and seeing great results. And I felt great in the beginning of this 8-day cleanse, but by day 7, day 8, I started to get very tired. And that didn't make sense because you should actually get more energy, a lot more energy. So I started reading more books on juicing because I hadn't read that many at that point. I just followed one program. And unfortunately for me, that one program didn't teach me what I needed to know. If you don't do one specific thing that I'm going to share with you right now, it could actually be pretty harmful or at least not be very beneficial to you to do juicing. If that's not to do juicing itself, but to do only juice for a long extended period of time.
Right.
The thing that you have to do if you want to do only juice for more than 3 days, I would say, is you have to take something or do something to create bowel movements or to get the toxicity out of your body, because there's no fiber in juice. So there's nothing to push everything through. Your body's going to dump the toxicity into your intestines so that you could go to the bathroom and let it go. But since there's no fiber in the juice, there's nothing to push that stuff out, and then it reabsorbs back into your bloodstream. So that's a big problem. So I can tell you some things to do, if you're interested, that would make sure that that problem doesn't occur.
Let me close the window on that door. Noise out here. Go ahead. We'll go on with that. That's great. Go ahead.
I'll give some tips. So here's the thing. If there's nothing to get the toxicity out of your intestines, then you either need to take something to push things through along with your juice, or you need to do what's called a colonic or an enema, which means putting water in the intestines from the other side and then pulling it back out. Most books on juice fasting that are good books will tell you that you have to do an enema every single day to make sure that the toxicity moves out. Now, not everyone's going to want to do that. I mean, you can go online and look up enemas, and you can go to the local pharmacy and buy a douche kit or an enema kit, and you can do it yourself, and it only costs $12, and a lot of people do them, and it's not a big deal. But if you don't want to do that, the other option is to drink a shake of clay and fiber, bentonite clay and psyllium fiber. And the fiber and the clay will act as a sponge. If you just do fiber, that's fine, right? But it's not going to be nearly as good as if you combine it with clay, because the right and good kinds of bentonite clay are incredibly absorbent. And according to Dr. Richard Anderson, it will absorb 40 times more of the toxicity that your body is trying to release. You see, when you stop eating solids and you're only drinking juice, all the energy that you normally spend on digesting food is now being spent healing your body, and your body heals itself by releasing poison. Well, what's going to get that poison out if you're just drinking juice? Nothing. But if you take a shake with it, or three or four shakes with it per day, the clay in the shake is going to absorb all that toxicity, which is going to remove those toxins and increase your benefits to your health exponentially. You want to do a juice cleanse? Great. Combine this one secret tip with it, and your benefits could be 10 times faster and better. But it's also going to prevent cleansing reactions. And one of the things that I had to create for the Total Health Mastery series of programs that I invented is a process called How to Cleanse the Body Without Cleansing Reactions. Otherwise, people get sick.
Well, that's great. Now, you and I talked earlier about some issues, and I know that one of the popular issues and questions that people have of you and are concerned about for their own health issues is energy. How, get into the juicing for energy or just energy in general. And let's talk about that, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I speak in front of people, I sometimes get up in front and I say, okay, there's, you know, a few hundred people here. I've got all these different topics that I'm an expert on. What do you guys want to know about? How to get rid of addictions permanently, how to cleanse without getting sick, how to lose weight, how to deal with cancer and other specific illnesses, how to get rid of negative emotions permanently, which most people have never, ever learned a single way in their whole life to get rid of negative emotions permanently. And you know what the number one thing is? People want to know how to have more energy. People are tired. That's why there's all these energy drinks on the market. That's why they're drinking coffee like crazy. Starbucks is booming because there's so much energy that people need. So
if you're better,
why not
better,
go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I say it's bad energy. I mean, it's not coffee. Is in the long run, is not great.
No, it's artificial. Well, it's a stimulant that's forcing your body to produce energy when it doesn't really have it, and then you're more tired after. And that becomes an addictive process. I went to my cousin's wedding, and before the wedding, him and his fiancée flew in, and they woke up in the morning and their eyes were just beet red, and they said, "We're going to go to the coffee shop. And do you want to come?" I said, "Sure." So they each ordered, I believe, if I remember correctly, 4 shots of espresso in their coffee, and I just ordered peppermint tea, which has no caffeine, and they were astounded. They looked at me and they said, "How can you survive without coffee?"
That's so funny. That's great.
And I said, if you build up your natural energy in your body, then you don't need coffee. But they didn't know what that meant or how to do that. So let me share that with the audience. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Wow. That's great. Yes. Now, you also, about energy, anything else you want to talk about energy? That's a big subject matter, I know, because we have plenty of time so far.
Yes. Let me tell the audience how to build their natural energy.
Okay.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
First of all, people spend a lot of energy digesting food. So if you just eat a little bit less, or more importantly, switch your diet to a higher energy diet, that'll give you a lot of energy right away. That's one simple tip that anyone can follow. Just start switching your diet little by little, more towards fruits and vegetables, away from processed and animal products. That's one way. But here's the big secret that everyone wants to know. Your body gets 60% of its energy from oxygen. Yes. Does that mean you should take more deep breaths? Of course. But the amount of oxygen that's in your body depends on how much oxygen your blood can carry. And that depends on the alkalinity of your blood. Most people's diets are very acidic. Coffee is very acidic. Alcohol is very acidic. All animal products are very acidic. Dairy is very acidic. And it causes the body, and I mean acidic in the body, not to your taste buds, but in the body. And it causes the body to be low in minerals, low in alkalinity, which causes the oxygen levels to be low, which causes energy levels to be low. So if you want to bump up your energy levels really fast, skyrocket them in 15 minutes or less, you put alkalizing minerals into the body to neutralize the acid and raise the alkaline levels of your blood, raise the pH levels of your blood. And if you raise the pH levels of your blood just a little bit, you'll see a massive, massive increase in energy. You could have twice as much energy just by increasing the alkalinity of your blood. Well, how do you do that? You know, if you want to take a bentonite clay shake for your juice cleanse, you go to the health food store and you buy bentonite clay and psyllium fiber and you mix it up with some apple juice and water. That's how you do it. Just follow the instructions. Well, if you want to get more energy, go to your health food store and get a green powder, a superfood, they call them, green superfood powders. Every health food store will have a whole rack of them, a whole shelf of just these big tubs of green superfood, and most of them are good. You know, you can read the label. You should read the label of everything you buy. If you're an intelligent person, that's what you do. So you read the label. It looks good to you. Fine. And try half a teaspoon with some water and juice. And if you feel good and you don't have any loose bowel movements, if you don't go too loose, then try a full teaspoon the next day. And then keep building up until you're taking 4 tablespoons a day. And do that for a whole month. Most people notice an increase in energy from the just half a teaspoon tryout amount. Even that little bit will cause a lot of people, if not most people, to see an immediate boost in energy within about 15 to 30 minutes. You'll feel better. If you do it every day, you're going to feel incredible because those green superfood powders contain every nutrient that the body needs, including those alkalizing minerals. But I can guarantee you 100% of the Americans are severely depleted in, and that's why they're so tired.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know, the body is acidic. We all know that. It's let's speak, if you take a quick minute, if on my a question of mine is, alkaline water is really, really, some many people say is the full answer. Some people say you don't need as much. And I know it's the opposite of acidic, acid. And acid is rampant in quite a few of our foods, our meat, our liquids. And alkaline is necessary. Certain foods and certain have more alkaline. Let's speak on the alkaline issue for a minute. Give our listeners a few tips on that, please.
Yes. For those of you that don't know, your body has a balance of acid and alkaline. It's different in different parts of the body. And it's like the balance of water and soil as well. It has this alkaline-acid balance. We know as a fact that you cannot get cancer if your cells are alkaline. We've known that since 1923. Dr. Otto Warburg discovered that. And in 1931, Dr. Warburg won the Nobel Prize because he proved that you can never, ever, ever get cancer if your cells are alkaline. Now, in my seminars, I talk about all the things that make you acidic, therefore cause cancer, right? So what about this alkaline water? Can this help you to stay alkaline and not become acidic? Because most of our American diet is very acidic. Well, it depends on how they alkalize the water. Most alkaline water, when people talk about alkaline water, is ionized water, okay? It's made alkaline by a machine. If water is alkaline because they added minerals to it, minerals like calcium and magnesium and potassium, if that's in the water and that's making it alkaline, that's really good for you. That's what you need to have more energy and many, many other functions. But if the water is ionized by a machine, which is an unnatural process, the body then becomes tricked. It thinks that it has enough minerals because that's what makes the body alkaline, and it actually starts kicking minerals out of the body. And there are many different doctors that I respect who have said that if people use alkaline water that's been ionized long-term, they will have bone loss and other major problems because the body starts getting rid of one of its most depleted resources to start with. The benefits that people get from alkaline water can be received by drinking alkaline minerals, except it'll be much, much more beneficial. So, yes, you could go spend $4,000 on a water ionizer, but then you might find out that the alkaline water itself is actually harmful to your body. The good news is you learn, therefore you're not going to be hurting yourself anymore. And the acid water that comes out of those machines is excellent for cleaning. It's an amazing sterilizer. That's how they sterilize hospitals in Japan. So you've got unlimited cleaning supplies forever if you've got a water ionizer. So don't feel bad about wasting $4,000. You didn't totally waste it. You can use it to wash your face, give it to your plants, clean your house, but don't drink it.
Oh, very good. Excellent. As you can see, listeners, that Arnold's very proficient at anything. That's a question that we didn't talk about prior. We just talk on the cuff sometimes, and that isn't a question. I've seen people go up to him during his seminars and ask questions, and he'll come up with the answer somehow. This guy is amazing. He's really proficient. He's really studied and learned so much to not only the mainstream, but also scientific, but also the holistic health methods and ways, and the new way, what's happening around the world. And Arno, I want to make this announcement now, and I'll again test it at the very end. Arno's going to be doing two seminars, two-day seminars. On July 13th, 14th, he will be in San Diego, and we'll give out the contact information in a few minutes. Then in Los Angeles, he will be July 20th and 21st. I urge you to go. And I believe he's got a surprise for you about how you can get to this, to his seminar. We'll still say that in a few minutes. But those shows are really, really educational. I urge everyone to consider going. If you don't get his number, I'm going to continue to give my number out. Arno, on the show, seminars you're going to do, you're going to be talking about, if I remember right, every single subject, quite a few subjects, right?
Yes, well, this upcoming seminar, The Solution, is the beginning of our entire training series. We have over 8 seminars. There's over 30 days of training, over 200 hours. And obviously, we cover many, many, many different topics all throughout the series. In The Solution Weekend, we're going to talk about heart disease, diabetes and cancer, because those are the three biggest issues that Americans face. And when people hear what I have to say about those three topics, it will change your life forever. But we're also going to talk about the secrets of the world's greatest athletes, protein, why America is the most unhealthy country in the world, even though we have the most money, and a couple of the things that most people love, their extreme favorite parts are learning how to quiet the mind, which reduces stress and makes you younger, and learning why you repeat the same patterns in life so you can change your money, change your relationships, and change your health from the inside out. And that's crucial to being healthy and being successful in life. And that's just in the two-day solution weekend. And these two solutions coming up in July are the last two before the entire series begins. So if people want to transform their health and their life, come to these two weekends. I've got someone who came up to me in tears last month, pharmaceutical rep, and she said, I saved her life. She said, Arno, you saved my life. I've been looking for you for 17 years. And she wrote it on her feedback form. You know, it's extraordinary the results people produce. They lose weight. They have more energy. But they also find their soulmate or increase their income, because we deal with the inner world as well as the external world in our courses.
That's excellent. Give out your contact information now, and then maybe we'll have time for a final thought, please.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you're interested in learning more about our programs, just go to TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com, TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com, or you can call us at 877-680-8200. After I was so sick, I felt when I got better that it was an obligation, a duty, and a responsibility to share what I knew with other people so that no one had to be as sick as I was ever again. And actually, today and tomorrow, I'll be speaking at the Alchemy event in Los Angeles. And if you would like to come, we can give you a complimentary pass. Just go to our website and contact us, and we'll email you a complimentary pass to the event today or tomorrow. I'm speaking at 2 on both days.
Oh, that's great. That's excellent. That event I'll be going to myself on Sunday, so maybe I'll see you there. But I'm also, I believe you're going to come tonight to our event. Let me announce that, and then I'd like to get you to say one more thing before you go. Tonight we're having a big thing. Arnold's been talking about juicing quite a bit. We're going to show the film Joy of Juicing, very, very popular new film by Gary Null, and it's going to come on about 7:15 at our event. Our event starts at 6 o'clock. It's in North Hollywood, California. And it's the Gary Null Health Support Group combined with a vegan potluck group called No Meat and Mingle. And this will be tonight. After we show Joy of Juicing, we're going to show Seeds of Death. Now, that's our part. We have some announcements. Arnold, if you're there, we're going to introduce you and have you say a few words briefly, because this is not really a speaking thing. This is more of a get-together to eat. We do make announcements, and we do have short talks. And I'll talk about Gary Null, and so we're going to educate the vegan potluck people about Gary Null and about health besides being a vegan. And the vegan people are going to teach our people about pure veganism. Great session tonight, a big, beautiful home. So our listeners, if you want more information, call me at 323-770-1925. One more thing, everyone's going to bring a vegan dish. You can get one of the health stores and bring it. If you don't have time to fix something, that's not a problem whatsoever. Call me for more information. The address is 7018 Morse, like in Morse code, M is the mother, O-R-S-E Avenue, and that's in North Hollywood, 91605. Hopefully, if you come tonight, Arno, I want to make sure you say a few words, introduce you, and we are going to have you speaking at one of our upcoming events. I'm going to be having a number of Gary Null events every 3, 4, 5 weeks, hopefully every 3 or 4 weeks. That's my goal. I think I've already told you I've already got a number of places throughout the city, and we're working on that. And you've been such a wonderful inspiration for me and all your work. I want to let our listeners know this. Whenever I'm a healer, I'm a health coach myself, and a lot of people, when they call New York for Gary, they can't get Gary, so the office over there sends people to me. And I've got 6 to 8 people right now I'm helping, 6 really, really well, and 2 others off and on. And it takes a lot of time. Most of people are older. They don't have a lot of money, so it's okay. But I can't have all the answers. So there are 3 ways that I get the answers. One is through Arno Goran. And the other one is through the Gary Null office. If Gary's busy and he can't help me, he's got full-time nutritionist there. that have the answers, that nobody knows all the answers, except a few people like Gary and Arno. And those are my two main sources for getting extra information. So, Arno, you want to give a quick final thought? Because I'll give you about 30 seconds because I've got to get back to a couple more announcements, and then we're going to finish the show. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll definitely be there tonight, and if anyone wants to meet me, I'd be happy to be of service. If they, if your listeners call us, we will give them a massive discount off the Solution Weekend if they say that they heard about us from you, from Bobby. And, you know, I know your show's, yeah, absolutely, you're welcome. We'll give them a huge discount. They just have to give us a call. Our number's on the website, TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com. I just want to mention that it's all about creating a healthy world, like you said. And through eating healthier, we actually do shift our world in many, many different ways. And it's actually a great way to make the world a better place. It's just to heal yourself.
Thank you very much. One of these days we're going to have you talk about, you and I are going to talk possibly with another person. I think you know Dr. Sarah Larson. She might be the third person. We're going to have a panel discussion for maybe a full hour on just that issue. Let's create a better world, how we can do it. We know there are a lot of bad things, but we're going to come up with solutions. Arno, thank you so much. I'll hope to see you tonight, and we'll have you again on real soon, either at a meeting or on the radio show. You're one of my favorite people. You know that. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Bobby. I'll see you tonight.
Okay, good. Now, quick announcements before we go. The meeting tonight is in North Hollywood. Call me. Here's my number again, 323-770-1925. I'm Bobby Elias. We need to build our show up. If you have ideas on names and groups and emails that we can send out to let more people know about our show, I am looking forward to that. We want to get the word out on this show all over the place, but not only from the New York office, but our own office and the help of other volunteers. There's another announcement. There's the moms are putting together a parade. July 4th is a parade all over the major cities, and the moms of America are going to be joining those parades and talking about Monsanto and the issue against GMO issues and Monsanto. We had a few weeks ago national get-togethers all over the world and the country. March against Monsanto's were prevalent, and they were very successful. And I'm going to have on next week a guest speaker. One of the guests will be about the GMO issue, about the moms event coming up. We're going to also have Miguel Quinto Salas talk about the world issues, including the Latin American issues, and what's going on with the drug war in Mexico, and what's going on with Hugo Chavez, the after effects, and many, many other issues. So be sure to stay with our show. Be sure to rate us on iTunes. You can check our archives. We're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. I want to thank Greg, the New York engineer producer. I want to thank my producer, Jimmy D. I want to thank Arno Baran for being here on the second half of the show. I want to also thank Jagadish for the first part of the show. Wonderful, wonderful show today. Thank you for being here, and we hope to see you again next week, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks again. Bye.